So Jesus tells us in today's parable about a man who stores up great wealth for himself. And this is not a person who is simply trying to put food on the table for himself and for his family. You know, that's important, and that's part of the virtue of diligence. But this is someone whose barns are already filled, and he's greedy for more. You know, it's, no matter how much he has, he just wants more. And so he decides he's going to build even bigger barns, and then he's going to fill those with everything. And he's focused entirely upon himself and his own possessions and his own pleasure. And he even talks to himself. He has a conversation with himself. Literally, in the Greek, he addresses himself as soul. He says, "And as for you, soul," talking to himself, "you know, now rest, eat, drink, and be merry." So he even has this little conversation with himself. This is the exact opposite of what we see in Jesus Christ. If we just look at the crucifix, the very posture that our Lord is in, you know, he's opening his arms. He's not, trying to hoard things for himself. He's extending his arms as a sign of complete and total self-sacrifice. He is giving everything for our sake. He embraced poverty. He had no wealth or material possessions. He was stripped of his garments. He was stripped of the respect that was due to him. People were spitting on him and insulting him. And he gave his life. Even his own blood he poured out. And he gave us the Eucharist, his own body and blood. So what we see in Jesus is someone who holds nothing back for himself and gives everything. And so I think that's important for us to realize when we look at being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, who wants to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't care about you and is just hoarding everything they can for themselves and for their own good? Think of how much better it is to be in a relationship with someone who sacrifices everything for our sake, who's constantly concerned about us, and who gives everything for us and for our sake. That's who God is. And that's why being in a relationship with him enriches our lives. You know, so in the parable, the riches that the rich man has are the things that he hoards. In Jesus Christ, the riches are in his love and generous outpouring of what he has. And I think that's an important lesson for us to reflect upon because we are surrounded with material wealth. Now, granted, there's differences in wealth that people have in our country, but we are the wealthiest society that the world has ever seen. And so there is a lot of wealth around us, and the temptation is to delight in that wealth and to become greedy, to become attached to it, and to always want to accumulate more, to want more in our bank accounts, to want a bigger house, to want more cars or nicer cars, to constantly want to accumulate more possessions. Well, when is enough? For someone who falls into the vice of greed, there is never enough. No matter how much they get, there's always more that you could get. And so it's just a cycle of trying to accumulate more and more, rather than what Christ calls us to do, which is to give more and more. And so, you know, as we look at this parable, you know, it says in the parable, this very day, your life will be demanded of you. If that were the case for us, if this were the very last day that we had to spend in this world, would we be rich in what matters to God? I think that's a good question for us to reflect upon. And so what does matter to God? Well, first of all, generosity. Why did this man, when his barns were filled, why didn't he open the doors of his barn to the people who were starving and hungry right around him? You know, poverty was everywhere in the world at that time. He should have opened the doors to his surplus wealth and given to others. And so a good question for us to ask ourselves, are we generous? Do we recognize that the material wealth that we've been given, that we need to use that generously in accord with God's will. We need to certainly provide for the needs of our own families, but if we have surplus wealth, are we generous? And are we willing to sacrifice to give to others? And so generosity matters to God. What else matters to God? Fidelity. Are we faithful? Are we faithful to a life of prayer? Do we spend time every day praying, talking to our Lord, and listening to him? Are we faithful to the sacraments? You know, do we love the Eucharist and delight to spend time in the presence of the Holy Eucharist? And are we faithful to the church? You know, our Lord is faithful to us. Never once, if we ever offer a prayer, is God going to be like, okay, stop talking now, I've heard enough. Time's up. He never says that. We're never going to go to confession and it's like, oh, sorry, the doors are closed. Don't have time today. We never experience that because God is ever faithful to us. And Jesus Christ gave his life to bring the Catholic Church into existence. And the church, from his perspective, is his bride. That means that Jesus Christ will always be faithful to the church. Just as a husband and a wife are committed to fidelity to each other, Jesus Christ is committed in fidelity to his church and to us as members of the church. And so Christ died to bring the church into existence. It was through the sacrifice of his blood that he purified the church. And his very last words before he ascended into heaven, he said, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And so Christ is faithful to us. He's faithful to his church. He's never going to abandon his church. No matter what happens, he's always going to be faithful. So many people in our world today have abandoned the practice of religion. For whatever reason, and I'm sure there's many, they've walked away. But it's important for us to realize that Christ is always going to be faithful to us, and we need to be faithful to him. And how beautiful would it be if on the day that we're called from this world and we stand before Christ, we can look back on our life and say to Jesus Christ, "I have always been faithful to you, and I have always been faithful to your church." Or if not in the past, that we're making that commitment today so that we can leave this world honorably, knowing that we've been faithful to our Lord, who's first been faithful to us. And so as we reflect upon this gospel today, I would ask us to reflect and to think, if we were called from this world today, what is one thing that we can change or one thing that we can do differently to build up more in the riches of what matters to God? What's one thing that we can change so that when the day comes that we are called from this world, that we are rich in what matters to God?